Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Listeners, thank you for being here. I'm delighted. I'm so privileged today to be a part of this Walden Award honorees and to be able to interview and to bring into fuller and fuller life. And for your, maybe some of you are meeting for the first time, this honoree today, which is Grandmother Flor de Maya. And I'll be asking her about her mission and ministry. And before I launch into that, however, I want to talk a little bit about the Walden Awards so you're aware about what they are. So my name is Martha Creek, and I can be contacted at marthacreek.com. This is the 2021 New Thought Walden Awards podcast series that we're in today. These awards are given to a very special group of people who are using empowering spiritual ideas, philosophies, practices, and traditions to change lives and to absolutely make our planet a better place. These are exclusive interviews. They're gathered specifically for this event to honor the Walden Award honorees. The Waldens are a unique partnership of 8 of the country's largest New Thought organizations: Unity, Centers for Spiritual Living, Association for Global New Thought, the Agape International Spiritual Center, Universal Foundation for Better Living, the Affiliated New Thought Network, Divine Science Federation International, and the International New Thought Alliance. So thank you very much for joining us. And thank you, Grandmother Flor de Maya, and congratulations on this. You know, the honor of the Walden Awards is done from effect that you've had, an impact that you've had already in the world. So I like to start this morning with, what is it, if somebody's going to be listening to mine in your conversation 2,000 years from now, what message would you want them to take out of this time that we have together? If there was a simple summing up of what's important about what you believe about the time we're in and your mission, your ministry, what message would you want to convey to the world?
Thank you so very much, Martha. It's a great, great honor for me to be here with you. I thank you. What I feel that one of the things that I would like to share with everyone is the confirmation on how prayer and good thoughts that we send out into the four directions to all of humanity, that these prayers are being heard, that these prayers make a difference regardless of the hardship that is going on around the globe. And I am saying this with this assuredness, Martha, because my life is about prayer. My life is about dreaming. My life is about visions. My life is about doing the best that I can on the earth. And at the same time, while I am here as a human, I also do a lot of journeying into the invisible. The ancestors call me. And so I feel that my life is with one step on the earth and one step into the heavens. I say to everybody, I'm a child from the stars. I am a celestial and terrestrial being. And everything that I experience throughout the day, no matter the difficulty, because life is difficult. There's no two ways about it. None of us are immune from this difficulty. And all we have to do is look back and think about the situation that we are in at this very moment as human beings, as the globe. And well, so the one thing this past year in this difficulty that we've been going through, I would say that I had prayed around the clock, just around the clock. And I had this experience where I received confirmation from the Holy Ones. They took me into this beautiful place, not of a human existence, but this beautiful, beautiful place. And these holy beings in a table, sitting in a council, acknowledged us humans, those of us of prayer. And they acknowledged us that our prayers are important and that our prayers have been able to move humanity into another existence, this very, very moment. And so that for me, I have such joy in my heart. And to be able to share it with everyone, because what I am shown and what I am told, I share with everyone. Because it's not for me, it's for everyone.
Yeah. Well, I bow to you, for lack of a better way of saying it, not only for your practice, for your consciousness about this. I've said so many times, every prayer matters. The prayers matter. The practice of prayers matter. The prayer matters. So anybody that's willing to make any devotion to prayer, and you're like a master of this, and then to hear, to receive guidance, to ask for guidance and to hear guidance, and then to the devotion that you hold for your guidance, for whatever the ancestors are using you as a way to consciously evolve our species, to consciously evolve our humanity. So I can't thank you enough. I don't have words that would properly thank you for this. And then to admit, to hear someone like this to say the difficulties that we're in were not in vain. Like the difficulties that we've had this year was what was necessary for a new birthing of something, for us to get into a different iteration of ourselves as a species. And then, but to hear your delight, to hear you speak, to see what happened to your face when you said the joy that you feel, the joy that you hold, to have been a part of midwifing this, to be a part of being consciously, generatively creating and causing this to some degree, certainly with one foot in one world and one foot in another world and other dimensions. So thank you, Godspeed, and please carry on. And I think it's important for listeners and for me again, when I read about you and got to know you a little bit just in reading and this mission that you have, the way that you live your life, one of the things that struck me specifically was your quote was, my connection, so then to your higher power, to guidance, to ancestors, to the other dimensions, whatever you meant by that, you said, my connection is not stronger than yours. We all just need to have a clearer heart to hear this guidance, to connect to this guidance, to receive this guidance. And then the next thing then is about how to live from that guidance, how to live that guidance out. So speak a little bit about it, that if you will, for people that have some desire for this, to have a clearer heart, a clear heart, and to be able to use the guidance like you describe here so beautifully, what would you say to us about how can we do that? Like, what's next for us?
The big thing that I could say to everyone, there is a word that is called empowerment, and there's a word that is called being in silence. If you are interested in having a dialogue with your creator, it needs to be in that place of silence. And silence only comes through practice. And so I encourage everyone to take a little bit of time. You don't have to be, how should I say, in a dark room in silence. You could be in nature. You could be outdoors. You could be looking out your window. You could be holding your sacred book of prayer. You can say to your beloved creator, my beloved creator, this is my time for you. For you and I to get to know each other, you know, and ask for that permission. I want to know you. I long for you. I love you. Please speak to me. And before we know it, we receive an answer. But we have to stay on it. We have to be diligent. We can't say to ourselves, oh my God, I'm so tired. Yeah. Because I'm going to say to everybody, don't get me started. Because I can sit for hours and hours. And there are times that I might feel really hungry. I might feel really, really tired. And I'm saying to myself, oh gosh, I got to get up and warm something up for myself. So we're not, I'm saying this to you because we're both made out of flesh and bones, and we both have the same things. We get hungry, we get tired. Listen, I have a husband in the house. I have a house that I have to take care of. I have an obligation with a dog that needs to be taken out. I find the time for prayer. Yeah. In that little strip of walking my little dog, I take that time to pray.
Well, and that makes it absolutely doable. So I love what happened in you. And when you said, don't get me started, that was your empowerment. I said, like, I want to get you started. I like to stir that up a little bit and get you started, because that's clear as a bell. Like, I don't know what you meant by it, but my mind went to, I don't want to hear from anybody anymore. I don't have time for this, or I don't have time to be silent, or I don't have time to prayer. And there's even sages and seers in the past, and all faith traditions have told us, if you think you don't have time, you need to take twice the time.
Absolutely.
You think you can't find a minute to pray, a minute to be quiet, 5 minutes, a walk with the dog, a walk through the grass, something like, we're too far gone for this. So,
and absolutely, absolutely. And even if we don't have any of that, I remember just walking in circles in my room and just dedicating that time, that sacredness. We can make time. What, you know, I say to people, what if we are awakened in the middle of the night? This is an incredible time to be in silence. And it works. And just do it. Because there's so many people that are doing the same thing. So let's join that beautiful walk of prayer together. I encourage everyone.
Well, I'm really inspired by hearing it. And I know the people that will listen to you are too. And I also got a sense in reading about you that you feel an urgency about this. You know, what I read that you said is, it's not the 11th hour anymore.
Right.
Our planetary changes, our shifting evolution, our shifting consciousness. And we're past that now. So we may not be able to turn everything around, but we got to do all we can. And I said this past year when this started, whatever prayer practice we have, you have, I have, I've got to dial it up. I've got to dial up that prayer practice. I've got to add more devotion to it, more listening, more silence, it's like just amp it up some. So speak about that then, about why you believe it's more critical now, or even in more integral, vital, that we don't put this off or postpone this or keep putting something in front of it, that we keep deprioritizing prayer and praying and devotional acts of connecting with source, creator, God, whatever people call it. What speak a little bit about that, like why it's more critical now not to keep putting that off.
Well, we're at a crossroads right now as a human race. We have, and we are in the midst of this incredible worldwide pandemic. And we don't know. We do not know who or when the Creator is going to call. And we need to stand strong and to help those that are crossing and to help those that are left behind, and to help those that don't understand, and to help everyone, so that we can do this together. Because one little light of fire is just one little light of fire. But if all of us around the globe light up this fire, then we can create this incredible momentum of hope, because it's like, don't wait until there's a crisis in front of you, where there's an emergency, where someone that you love is so ill that you want to turn to God at that moment. And I'm not saying that it's not a good moment, but I'm saying is, don't wait. Don't wait. Put everyone in prayer, everyone that exists, and don't stop with your human family. Encompass everything around you, because we're all breathing the same air. We're all walking on the same Mother Earth. We're all have the sunshine shining on us. We're all breathing that air that is constantly moving around the globe. So don't stop. You're not here by yourself. We're here in the collective, and we have everything to worry about. We have all of the animals, everything that walks, the waters, all the animals in the waters, the animals that fly. Don't stop. We're not here alone. So when you pray, pray for everyone and everything. The plants are so, so important. What is going on?
This is so, and not only empowering, but inspiring for me to hear, because just yesterday in my own prayer time, it was these words that you're speaking here was what was coming for me. And that's what I mean by dialing it up. So pray for everybody, pray for everything, pray for, and to keep growing your prayer list. Because people wait, as you said here, they'll wait till they have a medical crisis. They'll wait till they get a diagnosis. They'll wait till my family, and for sure pray then, but we don't have to. And I hear from you, I ask for my guides, and I ask for my whoever's intervening with me to give mine in two words or less. And I've heard from you, don't wait, and keep going, like do more, and help all, pray for all, don't stop. And don't wait, don't stop, and don't wait. So tell me then, so people listening here are primarily going to be leaders. These are people that they believe they're here to change the planet. They believe they're here to be of a helper. We got a helper gene of some sort. Leaders, speakers, visionaries, ministers, people with cause. So say about that then specifically. What is it you believe that they're called to do? So what would helping look like? So this is how you can help. This is what help looks like. Practical helping. Here's some examples of how that looks.
That's right. I would say that here's the first one that I practice all the time. And that is to surrender. To surrender to the Almighty, to surrender to God, to surrender to the moment, and know in your heart that everything that is happening, there's a reason for it. But when we surrender, we're able to navigate this incredible mystery in a way of quietness and not of anxiety. Because when we go into this place of anxiety, we might do the wrong thing, meaning we might do the thing that's not for the good of all, because it's not about us. I mean, the individual person, it's about the whole. It's about the whole. Everything is being affected as a whole. And we are here to be honoring the whole, not just you. So surrender the you to all. Surrender. And that is an incredible prayer, just to start with that, because we don't have a magic wand and say, oh, I'm going to do this for myself.
Yeah. That's really going to offend a few of the people, grandmother, because we're still walking around like we're going to get, like we're 3-year-olds, you know, going to get our way. And then instead of like, not what's good for the whole, but like, I got mine, now you go get yours.
Yeah.
Or this attitude that's juvenile, or that I've got a magic wand that lacks a grounding in reality that says I'm part of this. So I share a responsibility in this. So somewhere we've got to grow ourselves up some. So it's one of my favorite words on the planet. I have two or three. One is surrender, and one is gratitude, and one is resilience. And you've demonstrated them all here. And this book that I keep right here that I use so often is The Pathway of Surrender. And this is like bringing that in then to prayers of surrender, praying as surrendered, and practical ways to be of some help. And this is, we speak about this, we hear quite a bit about this, and not doing the right thing is coming from that regressive part of our brain that's instinctual, that's demanding and willful and stubborn and hanging on there. So surrender and keep going. Any other two or three practical tips? Praying, do more, don't wait. Surrender, do it often, don't wait. Any other idea you'd put forth?
The other thing is not to be judgmental of how you do things. Don't say to yourself, oh, gee, I should have done this or I should have done that. You know what? There's going to be another moment where you start prayer again. And then in that prayer, you incorporate those things that you might have forgotten. So prayer is constantly renewing. It's constantly total, this beautiful circle of renewal. And the beauty of surrender is that at some point you become glorified. You are just in this place of just absolute being. And you become the breath, the air. You become the fire, the light of the sun. You become the earth and all beings. You could see and you could feel everything, the flowers, the animals, the rocks. We're in this place where we can't be moved. And it's an incredible, incredible place to be. And you get just tiny, tiny little bits of it that makes you hungry for more. And so you continue your prayer.
Yeah. I said, one of my teachers used to say, the better it gets, the better it gets.
The better it gets, absolutely.
You've described it here beautifully. I'm very moved by this, very touched by this. So thank you. Any closing remarks? I want to spell out your website. I want to encourage people that are listening to get over there and to connect with you, to join in this prayer, this collective synergistic prayer, also to be looking at your teachings and these events that you're hosting and doing a webinar series. There's so much here on the website, Grandmother Florida Maya, Mayo, Grandmother, FloredeMayo.com. Festivals of Light, all the upcoming events are there. This magnificent being here, his background and history and lineage and her titles and that. So listeners, please get on over there and check that out. And this advice here and this encouragement, this empowerment that you've received today in this interview is life-changing, transformational, transcendent. So I bow to you again. I thank you for your time. And those of you listening, I'm enrolling myself and you, whoever's hearing this, to more prayer, more praying, more surrendering, and no more waiting, and increasing whatever we're doing. So any closing remark or encouragements you would want to give here before?
Yes, I would like to encourage everyone. Don't have an agenda. Don't set yourself up to have an agenda with God. Think about the relationship between you and God as being a great mystery. And so when you receive, you're going to be so full of joy because you know that it's pure and it's coming from a holy place. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's one I just can't help but to grin. I'm so delighted. I'm so privileged that I got to meet you, that I got to connect with you and hear you. And one of my primary spiritual practice is to accept the mystery of it. And you've encouraged me again and uplifted that again for me.
These are words of confirmation. Absolutely.
They are. And encouragement and empowerment and inspiration. So thank you, everybody. Thank you again. Thank your beautiful granddaughter, honey Heather, for her role in this. And thank you, listeners, on behalf of the 2021 Walden Awards, the New Thought Walden Awards. I thank you for joining the podcast. Bless you in all ways that you do. Whatever you're doing, do it with delight and joy, with absolute reverence of the mystery of it and our part here in the whole of humanity. And blessings to you in all ways. Thank you again for your time today. MarthaCreek.com, if I can support you. Blessings.